Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we'll be talking Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. We are here in Chapter 3, Paragraph 4. In season 6 of the TTPA with the Mishnah Elucidator, the wonderful translation and commentary that we have here in the Sefer. Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinai Omer, Hane'or b'layla v'hamehalech b'derach yechidi v'hamefana libo levatola, harei ze mischayiv b'navsho. Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinai says, if someone is awake at night, or if someone is traveling on the road alone, and he turns his mind to unimportant things instead of learning Torah, he's liable for putting his life in danger. That is, he has only himself to blame if he is harmed, because by choosing not to learn Torah, he gave up the protection that the Torah provides. We know how often it is dysfunctional to be up and like procrastinating. I can tell you how many times I procrastinated, wasted time late at night, all throughout the times. It doesn't really lead to anything productive oftentimes. So we need to be more productive with our time, especially at night. Yes, you have to rest. Yes, you have to relax. Yes, it's very important to spend time with your wife to have that date night every night would be really nice, especially for watching something together. And yes, it's okay if you relax and unwind at the end of the day, but to spend hours, wasting hours and hours and hours, procrastination is not good. The Gemara is talking about, this is not a third case, but a continuation of each of the previous two cases. The Mishnah means that a person who turns his mind to unimportant things, whether he is awake at night or traveling on the road alone, is not a good thing, as Rav points out. Someone who is awake at night is in danger of being harmed by damaging forces, mazikim, that are active in the nighttime. Someone who travels alone is at risk of being attacked by robbers or suffering other misfortunes, God forbid. If he would learn Torah in these perilous situations, God would protect him. Therefore, if he fails to learn Torah and he comes to harm, it is his fault, Ralph points out, God forbid. A different explanation, these are times when a person is not busy with his regular work and there are no people around to distract him. As a result, he can think clearly, concentrate on his Torah study. Such opportunities must not be wasted, as Rabbi Yonah points out. So if we're up at night, if we're awake at night for whatever reason, my baby is 10 months now and she's not sleeping so well at night, so oftentimes we'll be up at 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 12 o'clock, because of different various factors and reasons. If I'm up at night, what can I do personally with that time? How can I make use of that time? If we're involved in different projects and different ideas, that may be more functional than just wasting around or people that scroll through Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest, wasting hours, wasting time, wasting so much time. What can we do with that time? If you have a lecture to work on the lecture, then you have ideas to think about, work on ideas to think about. You want to write that book or article you were thinking about, good. You're planning a podcast or planning whatever, you could do work. You want to work on a flyer for different things you're involved in, great. Use that time. If you have to be up anyway for different factors, or you are up anyway, you have insomnia, you have energy, you can't sleep, use it for something productive. Use it for something functional. Use it to get something accomplished, to get something done in the world that actually could be something really functional. As we're going through these different ideas and in different aspects in our life, what can we do to make it a more functional using that time? If we're up anyway, use it to do good, use it to accomplish, and use it to get things done in this world. Join us next time as we talk about accepting on ourselves the yoke of Torah here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.